football this time of year. Let me just start by saying that we are really excited about the opportunity and the chance to play in the Arnell Carrier New Orleans Bowl. We're really excited. It's in state. It's a destination that our fan base can get to. And for our players, I know that they're really excited about having the opportunity to get back out on the field. We talked a little bit about some of our disappointments for the way that we turned the ball over in the last game of the year. And so I think everybody's just really excited to have the opportunity to get back onto the field and to play Arkansas State. I know there's some history here. When you look, the two teams have played 37 times, I believe it is. This will be the 38th meeting between the two teams. This is one of those geographical games, and with them being the Sun Belt champion, we're really excited to step onto the field and play in our home state, the New Orleans Bowl. It's the week before the Christmas holidays, so we ought to have a great attendance as far as our fan base, family and friends having the opportunity to get to New Orleans to be able to see us play. So we are really excited about it, that it's bowl season, and we're in the conversation at this point, so we're really excited. This football team has an opportunity, the senior class has an opportunity to be one of the only teams in school history to win two bowl games. And so there's a lot of things on the table for this team to play again, to play a quality opponent in Arkansas State, and also to have a chance to play in our home state for many of these players. When we talk about the Kenneth Dixons and Jeff Driscolls, many of these players to play their last game in a Louisiana Tech uniform. So really exciting times right now.
After last weekend's loss, did you kind of think that y'all would end up in New Orleans?
I didn't know. Knew it was a possibility. When you look at the teams in the West and who was going to qualify and the bowls in the West, you knew it was definitely a possibility. But really, I didn't know where we were going. I mean, I knew it was a chance, but I was just, and then whether we were going to be in Dallas or whether we were going to be here, I didn't know. But excited, we're going. Yeah, that's definitely beneficial. I mean, to be able to talk about some of the personnel, but I think some of the personnel's changed quite a bit too. You know, it's been a couple years, and they've got some new players as well. I think they've done a really good job when you look at them. Just looking at it statistically, I know they're like 14th in the country in scoring offense at about 41 points a game. I know they're creating a lot of turnovers. I think they're first in the country in turnovers created, touchdowns scored on defense, and interceptions. I think they lead the country in all three of those categories with 26 interceptions and 34 turnovers, and they're doing a lot of really good things on both sides of the ball. And so I think it's great to have Blake on the staff or somebody that's got some familiarity with some of their upperclassmen, but I still think it's going to come down to blocking and tackling and putting a game plan together to give our players the best opportunity on the field to have success.
I don't know if you watched the film of the defense, but are there parallels with their defense and y'all's defense last year in the amount of turnovers created?
Well, there are in the number of turnovers created, but I haven't studied enough of them schematically yet. Like I said, we made that announcement today with the team. That's where we were going, and then trying to get all the films into the computers and be able to start our game plan. We'll start tomorrow morning, and we will balance, really over the next 5 days, we'll balance recruiting and bowl preparation, because we've got to spend some time here in the office watching the film and putting that together. But it's also the last week that we can go out recruiting until really about the middle of January. So we've got to balance some things. We've got most of the staff is going out on the road tomorrow, and then we're just trying to figure out when we can get in here, when we can game plan, and when we can recruit for this week. And then we'll start our bowl preparation practices with our players on Friday. You have up to 15. We've had three, and we have a chance to have a total of 11. If we utilize every opportunity, we'd have 11. And we've just, you know, we played last week, and you want to be careful. You don't wait 2 weeks before anybody picks up a football again. And so we've practiced this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the players will be hitting academics this week, and they'll be in the weight room lifting and running with Coach Hester until we put a game plan together and get everybody off the road to start our Arkansas State game plan stuff on Friday.
Chris, when you look at their winning, coming in, winning eight straight, having won through their conference schedule, and then you guys are coming off the loss,
but then there's also enough weeks in between the last game and then the bowl game. Do you think momentum plays a part in it, or is there enough time in between to where it's kind of just, you know, whatever shows up on the field?
No, I think it's I think there's plenty of time. I think it's hard to carry momentum of a season over into a bowl game when you're talking 2 or 3 weeks different from the last game of the season until the bowl game. And so I think there's a good separation there. They have a good team. I mean, I don't think they won just from momentum. You know, they've got a lot of confidence and they're playing with a lot of swagger right now, and they're really doing a good job on both sides of the ball, and that they're creating a lot of turnovers and they're scoring a lot of points. And when you do that, you're going to win a lot of football games. And so I think for us, the challenge is going to be more the product on the field and being able to put our players in an opportunity to be able to stop them on defense, and hopefully we can hold on to the ball a little bit better than we did the last game of the season, because 7 turnovers in a game like that, in a game of that magnitude, is, I think, frustrating for everybody, our coaches, our players, our fan base, to turn the ball over like that. But when you turn the ball over, it's hard to win. And I know Southern Miss went up to the championship game, and I believe they had 4 turnovers in the championship game. We've talked a lot about the role that turnovers plays in winning and losing, and we're going to have to do a better job of protecting the ball.
It seems like this is a great opportunity for fans to be able to travel in-state.
Yes.
Not that far of a drive. And I'm sure plenty would be excited. But then also you look at another section from message boards and whatever, fan bases that are part of the fan base, excuse me, coming off of last year's bowl game. Obviously it was a Power 5 conference opponent, big win for the program. This time it's the Sun Belt, and not to put them down, but, you know, what would you say to the fans that maybe are a little disappointed in the fact that it's not going to be that level of an opponent, even though they're respectful?
Well, I think when you go through it, if you would have polled, you know, our fan base, our staff, our team, I think everybody, well, I'd like to go to Dallas. I'd like to go here. I'd like to go there. And when there wasn't a decision made, there were a lot of options that were out there, and everybody had their say in where and who we wanted to go, where we wanted to go and who we wanted to play. But I think for us as a program, I mean, we're a program. We're going to our 8th bowl game in school history. We have an opportunity for the first time ever in school history to win 2 bowl games back-to-back with the win last year, to play in our home state in a weekend that doesn't interfere with Christmas and the holidays, to give people an opportunity to spend a weekend in New Orleans. It's going to be the opportunity for the Kenneth Dixons and Vernon Butlers and Vontarius Doras, and a lot of those guys are going to play their last game in Louisiana Tech uniform to come and support this program and this team. And so I think right now it's an excitement level to go to a bowl game more than it is, wow, I'm from Dallas, so I really wanted to go to Dallas. Well, I mean, we still have a lot to play for. This senior class has a chance to go out as one of the most winningest classes in Division I since we've been Division I. I mean, there's still a lot of things that are on the table for this team with a bowl win, on top of the fact that we don't exactly beat our chest in our performance in the last game of the year. We definitely felt like we could have played better, and so we are really excited about having the opportunity to go get on the field again. And I think it's a great spot in state. It's a great spot for our fan base, a great spot for the families of our players. It's a great weekend. The time slot at 8:00 on a Saturday night, the first day of bowl season, I think it's a prime venue to play the game. And so we're excited about having the opportunity to play it. And like I said, they're Sun Belt champions, and so there's only so many conference champions around the country, and we're going to have the opportunity to play against one.
You mentioned the senior class, and it's almost kind of funny how it works out. Jeff, obviously, at Florida, arguably the peak of his career there, they go to the Sugar Bowl.
Right.
Superdome, and now didn't get the win there, but now you guys are getting to go back to the Superdome. Maybe a little chance for redemption to him. How special do you think this is for him to maybe get a win in that stadium, but also go out on top of his career?
I think it's probably more the latter. You know, when he was with a different team in the opening, his freshman year when they went to the Sugar Bowl. But he's going to have a little familiarity playing with the Dome. I don't know how many players we have on our team that have ever played in the Dome, that have played down there. And so I think it's a great venue. I think it'll be a great place for us to go play. But I think for Jeff, I think the excitement of having the opportunity to go win a bowl game as a senior, last game in college football to win, I think those things probably play a bigger role to him, to have a chance to play a strong role in this team, to help not only himself, but the guys that he's built relationships with over the last year, being in this locker room right now, to have a chance to go play with those guys one more time and enjoy the game. I think he's excited about playing.
I know we've probably been asking you these kind of questions all year, but how rewarding has it been for you to be able to help give Jeff that second chance? how much have you enjoyed coaching him this season?
He's been a gem. I mean, it's been a joy. It's been a joy and a pleasure for me. A lot of people get into coaching for a lot of different reasons, but the relationships and having the opportunity to work with young men. I've said this before, my favorite time as a football coach is in the locker room after a win, when they get to sing that fight song and you look around and see every face down there has a story and how they got here and what they've had to overcome and the adversity they've had to be through, go through to get here. And when you see the joy and the thrill of them celebrating a win together, I see the stories in every one of the faces. And Jeff is definitely one of the more rewarding stories when you look at what he went through and what he's done and the amount of success that he's done here and kind of what he's created for himself to have the opportunity to continue to have a future playing. I think we have both helped each other. Certainly he has done great things for Louisiana Tech and coming in here and playing the way he did and having the type of year that he's had and being the leader that he's been on this team. But I think Louisiana Tech has helped Jeff Driscoll quite a bit as well, get the joy and excitement of playing the game back again. And so I think it's been a great relationship for both sides.
Talk about Jeff's story, and many don't realize that how active he is at a church here in town and his faith story. What kind of an impact from that perspective has he been on this team?
I mean, he's made a huge impact on the field, obviously, and everybody can pull out film, and there's 12 games of film to show the impact that he's had, the positive things he's done for the program. But the role model that he's been, the leader that he's been in this room, the way that he's handled himself and brought himself in, his faith and his belief, and the impact that he's made, not just on this team, but in the community, very active in community service and doing a lot of different things in the community. I think his impact, although it can only be measured on the field in wins and losses, I think the impact that he's made on the lives of a lot of the young men and the people in this community has been huge because of the respect that everybody has for him, not just because of his talent level, but because of the way that he comes in, the professional approach that he's taken, the way he watches film, the way he works. And he's been a role model to a lot of people, not just as a player, but as a person and with his strong Christian values and faith as well.
Do you think he's been surprised at how much Rustin and Louisiana Tech's given him from that perspective?
He'd probably have to answer that more than I could. I can tell you from my standpoint, just watching the impact that he's had in this room, on the guys in this room, and the respect that people have and look up to him, he's made a huge impact here. The impact that Louisiana Tech has had on him, I would think that he would say has been a very positive experience, but he would have to answer that question.
Last year after the Marshall loss, we talked about how Dallas was a good consolation prize considering you got a chance to go up against the Power 5 team and eventually win. How do you view it this year playing against Arkansas State and the Sun Belt?
I think any bowl game, I mean, you sit down and say at the very beginning of the year, you know what, do we want to go to a bowl game as a program? Everybody in this room stood up. Everybody said, yes, we want to go to a bowl. And I said, well, great. You know what, the administrators will make the decision which one we go to, and what we just got to do is go get ourselves there. And I think this is a great reward for a football team through a hard-fought season with an awful lot of things that they accomplished. And I still look what's still on the table. We still have an awful lot to play for. And so I don't know that it's just a consolation prize just a reward for a hard-fought season. I think the 2015 team is not done yet. We have an opportunity to play again against a conference champion in a great venue in the bowl in the dome down in New Orleans and in a great atmosphere in a great city where a lot of their family and friends can come and support them. I think that is probably one of the best case scenarios that we could ask for coming out of the season.
In terms of recruiting, how much has that helped to be able to reach the South Louisiana and put on literally a showcase in New Orleans for those kind of recruits?
Well, I think it's very big. When you look at the number of recruits that we have from the lower part of the state, when you look at the New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lake Charles area, I think from an exposure standpoint, from a branding standpoint, and again, playing on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock, the first night, the first day of the year of bowl games, there's going to be a huge viewing crowd. I would expect it to be a great football game, but I expect it to be a great opportunity for us to go one more time and play with this football team, not only to our fans and friends that are going to be there, but to the recruits and the people in Southern Louisiana that are going to have an opportunity to see us play.
You and a lot of other coaches use the term kind of spring practice with bowl season. How is it kind of almost on the same level in terms of the importance of the actual game and the actual practices itself in terms of preparing for next season?
I think you have two things that you're trying to do right now. You're trying to take your football team and get them ready to play in a bowl game, and you're also trying to get your freshmen and your red shirts an opportunity to get into the offense and develop and learn a little bit more what they're doing as far as being in the huddle, hearing the play call, seeing the signal, doing those things. I think all that goes into play. So I think we're not only trying to develop the depth on the football team for the next 2 weeks until we play this game, but we're also trying to build, get the seniors and the starters ready to get a chance to go play in this game.
All right.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you.